We've all grown up in a world in which the Chayvas Hashah, in many ways, is the mitzvah of Kiryu B'Chaykin. We've heard the Al Duseinu that there's a mitzvah of Kiryu B'Chaykin, there's a Chayv of Kiryu B'Chaykin. Any chance to get, a person gets, he's supposed to be Makar B'Chaykin. The Shaila is exactly which mitzvah or mitzvahs is Kiryu B'Chaykin. I think the list I put together is a possible 8 different mitzvahs involved in Kiryu B'Chaykin. I'd like to go through as many of them as possible and see how they're Negeya and how they're not Negeya. Depending on what the mitzvah is and what the chiyuv is, will decide and be magdir exactly how the chiyuv comes out l'maisa. Famous Chazal, Chatanet Ve'Elio, in Perek Yud Aleph, going on the maisa of Pilegish Begiva, which we've talked about in the Masechta Gittin. And it says, "V'shem Taimer, Oisin Shivim Elif Shenergu V'Givas Binyamim Neiman Nergu." If you go through the mice over there, you make a cheshbon. It's close to 70,000 Yidden were killed in the mice of Pilegish Begiva. The question is, what Aveira did Klal Yisrael do that was gairim 70,000 people to be killed? It says, "V'fi Shahayila Hemlis Anhedre Gedoyla Sheiniach Meishiv Yeshua Pinchas Ben Elazar Yimayim Hayilam Leilech Lichcher Chavolim Shal Barzel V'Masneim." The Sanhedrin, after this man of Meishiv and Yeshua and Pinchas, should have gone and tied iron ropes on their thighs, like Bia Bigdale and Malamir Kuvisayin, and to pick up their clothes above their knees. The Chazu B'Chala Yaris Yisrael. Now they should have been mizaris themselves to go around in all the cities. Yoimecha the Lachish, Yoimecha the Basel, Yoimecha the Chevron, Yoimecha the Yushalayim, one day in Lachish, and one day in Basel, one day in Chevron, one day in Yushalayim, Echemechom, Echemis Yisrael, Yilamnu as Yisrael, Derech Eretz, Bashonu, Bashtayim, Bashalosh, Yashis Yashu, Yisrael, Baratz. They should have gone around and taught Klal Yisrael, Derech Eretz, in the once and twice or three times a year, it sounds like, either 1 year or 2 years or 3 years, or once a year, twice a year, three times a year, I'm not sure, B'Shana, U'B'Shtayim, U'B'Shalosh, Achi Yisyashu Yisol, B'Tza'artzim, until Klal Yisol will be settled in Eretz Yisrael, K'day Sheyizgadol, V'Yizkadei Shmoy, Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'ilom HaYizkul and Shabar. In order that the Rebbein Shalom's name should be Nisgadol and Nisgadish in the worlds that he created, Misayfa, Eilam HaTzayfa. From one end of the world to the other. Behem lay also came. Now the kishen nichnas ul ha'artzom kol echad ha'echameyam nichnas l'karma yul yena yul sadeyu. Each person went to his vineyard and his wine and his field. Va'oymim shalom alayich nafshi. Kadesh ul ha'arbis alayin atzatayrich. He said, I'm fine, I'm givaldik. Shalom alayich nafshi. I'm a tzadik, I'm a talmachachim, I'm whatever. Kadesh ul ha'arbis alayin atzatayrich. Not to be matriach. Not really sure what that Mishnah has to do with it. So, the Torah de Elio says that it was a tie on the Sanhedrin. When the Talmidei Chachamim of Klal Yisrael, that they didn't go around. They should have gone around to all the cities. They should have done had a route. One day in Lachish, and one day in Basel, one day in Chevron, one day in Yerushalayim, going all around all the Arei Yisrael, and going ahead and be Mechiach people, they'll teach Klal Yisrael their Cheretz. And they didn't do that. Why? In the Atarach. They said, Shalom Aleich Nafshi. Shalom Aleich Nafshi, I'm gewalding, I'm fine, and therefore there's nothing I have to do. Now the lashon of the Tanna de Elio is they should have gone around. Why? Kadei she is gadol v'yiskadei shmoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'ilam ha'yizkul and shabar. In order that the Rebbeinu Shalom should be nizgadol and nizkadish. So once heard a shaila from Rabbi Weinberg's Zechanu Lebracha. I don't remember if I heard it on a tape, I heard it from him personally. I know I heard it on a tape. I think I also heard it from him personally. And the shaila was, somebody asked the shaila, if you have somebody who has the capability of giving a shiur for people who are ready for him, and he also has the capability of giving a shiur for people who are fry and being mekarim. So which one is other? Should we give it for the, what we'll call him, being mekarim or chaykim? Or should he be mechazik kraven? Should he be mekarim kraven, mechazik kraven? Which one is other over the other? So, of course, the first answer is the disclaimer, which is that the shaila is almost not negeya, because there's very rarely a situation where the same person could only do one of the two, and he's the one who could do them both the best, and therefore the shaila is an equal shaila. Which one should he do? Very often there's a certain person that has kaichas, he has the ability to go ahead and give a shir for rechaikim, and maybe he could give a shir for kraikim too, but somebody else could do that, it wouldn't be good at the shir for rechaikim. So then the shaila becomes a different shaila, because I could give that shir and the other person can't. Masha'enken, we could both give the shir for kraikim, so therefore it's better I give the one for rechaikim, he'll take care of the kraikim. But assuming that everything is even, the shir will not happen for kraikim. The shir will not happen for the rechaikim, unless I give it, and the shaila is I could only, time-wise, itis-wise, whatever it is, preparation-wise, whatever it is, only do one of the two. So the question was, which one is other? So the answer he gave was that the shir for kraikim is other. And the svari he said, and we'll come back and we'll go through what he's saying, but the svari he said is the following, that by kraikim you have a mitzvah of chesed, and by rechaikim there's no mitzvah of chesed. Because the mitzvah of chesed is only by people that are oisem aisa amcha, by people who keep the mitzvahs. And memeila, you have that extra mitzvah by kraikim that you don't have by rechaikim, and therefore it's others over kiyum rechaikim. So, what did he mean by that? And he was masver more that the mitzvah by rechaikim is only avas Hashem. That's what he said. So let's start with the mitzvah of avas Hashem. Mitzvah gimel, the mitzvah sasei, is the mitzvah of avas Hashem. In pasuk we say every day, by today, v'ahavtes Hashem alekecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol moedecha. So what does it mean to love Hashem? What does that mean? What practical, right? You're supposed to go ahead and say, I love you, Hashem. It's a good idea, but is that what the mitzvah is? The Rambam says, the mitzvah shetzivanu la'ahava yisala, we should love Hashem. Possession is boinein v'naskil b'mitzvaysav u'pulaysav. We should understand, we should investigate his mitzvahs and what the Rebbe Shalom does. Ad shenasigeyu, until we conceive what the Rebbein Shalom is, v'nis anig v'asagosa, and we should get hana from understanding tachlis is atayning, the ultimate atayning, v'zoysi ha'ava mechuyevis, and this is what mechuyev to do for Ava. We appreciate what Hashem does for us, what Hashem does for the world, how Hashem acts, the mitzvahs of the Rebbein Shalom, and if we appreciate them, atachlis is also in the Rambam Shnei nasigeyu or masig really what they are. So then we'll come to enjoy the presence of Hashem. We'll love Hashem. Hashem Sefri, Fishanam Rahatas Hashem Alekecha, any idea, Kate Sidai Vesamakam, how do you love the Rebbein Shalom? Talmud Daimar Vayu Adar Ma'ela Sharnaichim and Savacha Ayayim Alavavecha, Shemitecha, Hatamakir, Smisha Amar Vayu Ailam. Through learning the Torah, that's why the Hemshech of the Parish of Kriyashma is Vayu Adar Ma'ela Alavavecha, is if you learn the Torah, you'll come to Avos Hashem. Then the Rambam says like this: Ukvar Amru, Shemitzah Zu Chaylelas Gamkei Shenidroishim and Nikra LaAnoshim Kulam LaBeidosim. Included in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is that we should darshan and we should call Anoshim Kulam LaBeidosim, all men to serve the Rebbein Shalom Yisrael, Ulhamay, and to believe in the Rebbein Shalom. V'zek Yishikeshetav Adam, when you love somebody, toss him libcha love, you think about him, with the shabcheyo, and you're going to praise him. And you're going to want other people to love him. If he really loved the Rebbeinu Shalom, according to what you understand, you're going to for sure call and darshan to this, the kaifrim and the sichlim, the kaifrim and the fools, to know the emes that you know. Losh sifri va'avdas Hashem alekecha ahaveyu al abriyos kabrama vicha shenemer v'sanefesh asher asu b'char. You should cause him to be loved. Ahaveyu al abriyos, cause him to be loved by other people, like Avram Avinu, that it says v'sanefesh asher asu b'char. Watch the Leimer. K'moisha Avram ba'avur shayu oyei v'Hashem k'moisha heir akazuv Avram ayavi. Because Avram loved the Rebbeinu Shlom. Like the pasuk says, Avram ayavi, she gam kein legoidel asakosoi dora shanoshem elamuna mechayzek avos. Why did Avram Avinu go around being mekarev people to the Rebbeinu Shlom? Mechayzek avos, because of the tremendous strength of the love he had for Hashem. Kein ata ahayva isai achetidrei shanoshem elav. You should love the Rebbeinu Shlom until you want to pull other people to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Like the Rambam appeals to us, but if you think about it, it's pashut l'chayra by Avraham Avinu at the very least. And that is, Avraham Avinu to the rest of the world certainly had no mitzvah of we'll talk chesed or taychacha or any of the other mitzvahs beinadam l'chaveray that would be shayach to say the person is going to that a person should be mekaris on that. So why did Avraham Avinu go around and teach everybody about the Rebbeinu Shlom? No chesed for kain. No mitzvah chesed for kain. No mitzvah. Right? There's no mitzvah. As they say, everybody before the Zman of Torah, we could dash him. But the Rambam is not saying. The Rambam is saying, so why did Avraham Avinu do it? Because anybody who loves Hashem, chayzek ahavosu, the tremendous ava that Avraham Avinu had for the Rebbeinu Shalom was machriach him to share that with people. If you love somebody, you want other people to appreciate his milus. Everybody, this is the teva ha'adam. If somebody criticizes your child, you take it personally. I take it personally because you want other people to like you because you love your child, so other people should too. So you go, you tell the milus. Right, every bubby goes ahead and she takes out the picture and she says all the milos of her grandchildren. Why is she doing that? Because if you love somebody, then you try to convince other people to love them too. You want to tell other people the tremendous milos. So Zakhtar Ramam, that's the pshat in Avraham Avinu v'anefesh asher asu b'charim. Avraham Avinu's kiru, that he went b'chol ha'olam, the Ramam in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he describes how Avraham Avinu was mekarev alofim u'revavais to know the Rebbeinu Shlom. Came from Avraham Avinu's avas Hashem. So, which would mean that our mitzvah of being mekarev rechaykin, whether or not this applies to teaching Gayim about the Rebbeinu Shalom Bizman Hazeh, might be a separate issue. But certainly, and this is what was certainly Rabbi Weinberg's makar for this inyan, is certainly the makar to go ahead and be mekarev rechaykin is avas Hashem. If a person loves Hashem the way he should, so he's automatically going to want to bring other people to that hakara of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and therefore, and he's mechuyev to reach that madrega, the Rambam says. That is the madrega that a person is mechuyev to reach in avas Hashem, that it will lead to going ahead, and he wants to share the tremendous simcha. He wants to share the tremendous idea of emes that he reached, and he wants to share that with other people. I don't even know if the Rambam lives in the same world as that. In other words, when we talk to Avraham was chesed and Yitzchak was gvura, I don't even know if the Rambam was mesiachis to Avraham Avinu the same way. But those are al pisayid, the mahalach of Avraham Avinu al pisayid. Well, the mice, whether yes or no, certainly Avraham was tremendous bal chesed. We find many chazalon about that. But his chesed was even there. His chesed was in order to get other people to be makir the Rebbeinu Shlom. So the way the Rambam is saying it is the tachlis was the av. Right? It doesn't take away from his chesed, but it means it wasn't the pu'ula, wasn't the mitzvah chesed, it was the mitzvah avas Hashem. That's the Rambam. So the way Rabbi Yoami Zuchayn Baruch said his psak was that by frumi yidin, obviously you have ava too. If you get mekar and mechazik frumi yidin to be more ayvid the Rishon, to be more makid the Rishon, and teaching them Torah. So first take you have the avas Hashem, but besides that you have the mitzvah chesed. Masha'ein came to be mekar v'chaykim. You don't have the mitzvah chesed because the mitzvah chesed only applies by oisa maisa am. And that really we find many, many chazal, like the Gemara Darshans in several places. Right? Reyachav b'mitzvus. The Gemara Darshans, Reyachav b'mitzvus. There's no mitzvah of chesed. The Gemara Darshans in other places, like every other mitzvahs of chesed, that there's no mitzvah of chesed, there's no mitzvah of tztaka. There's no mitzvah, all the mitzvahs of Einad Machaveira, all the mitzvahs of Einad Machaveira, do not apply by somebody who's not Shaymit Harumit. We'll get to finish it. Right. We'll get to that. Maybe we'll get to today to dinner. But that was the psak.
It wasn't
I was going to bavarn it later, but we'll bavarn it now. I don't think that's either one is true. In other words, there is a discussion whether Friday didn't have a din of Tinish Nishba. Which I think we talked about by Rishus one a different time, what the gather of that din is. But the pashas of that din is it doesn't have anything to do with the mitzvah chesed. That din is a din whether they considered whether the shechit is possible or the gabi dinim like that. But as far as the mitzvah chesed, l'maisa they're not aisa maisa amcha. Aisa maisa amcha has to be a positive. If they do the mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah chesed. If people don't do the mitzvahs, there's no mitzvah chesed. Again, there might be other mitzvahs involved, but there's not going to be a mitzvah of chesed. And therefore, if it doesn't matter whether they're an einus or they're not an einus, but seif kol seif, they're not bechal the mitzvah of chesed. And that, I think, is the pashtus of that
age. The shir for prohibit was a regular gemara shir,
that's what I'm saying. You know, the shiloh is almost never negei lemaisa because it's almost never an equal shiloh. Right? It's almost never an equal shiloh.
What's the
shayla
he's talking about?
Just Torah
or
Mechazik Raven or
yeah.
That was how it was presented. Again, he bavarned that the shayla is almost never a practical shayla because you know either you could do one and the other person can't or whatever. Not necessarily. You know, giving a Gemara shir is itself. Again, if the people will be learning and doing their same avoda without you, they just wouldn't have a shir, okay, right? But if they wouldn't be learning, they wouldn't be on the same adrega in their tayra. So then it becomes the same tayra, the same shir. Again, it's almost impossible to set it up that it's the same shikl, but assuming that it is, that was his chance. Okay, so. The truth is that I think he's bavarning because he really hears it often expressed this way. Is what's the mitzvah of kiruv rechaykin? The mitzvah of kiruv rechaykin is chesed. I think that would be the muskel rishon of the mitzvah of chesed. The mitzvah of chesed is if you see Nebuch, this person, he's not being shomer Torah mitzvahs. He's losing out on his entire tachlis achayim. Hein, he's losing out on the hanava v'ilum hazeh. Certainly losing out on the hanava v'ilum haba. So pity. Right? If Nebuch, the poor person is not keeping Shabbos, the person is not keeping kashas, the person is not whatever all the mitzvahs are Torah, he's not learning Torah, so there will be a mitzvah of chesed. So he's about warning that there's no mitzvah of chesed under these circumstances. You can get him to the point where states of will, there will be a mitzvah of chesed, where he's already mikabel to keep the mitzvahs, and now he just needs, he needs chizuk, he needs to be still a long way to go after that point. But at least in the early stages of the mitzvah of kiruv rechaykim, he would hold that there's no mitzvah of chesed. And again, that would be the pashtus, I think, lahalacham of such an inyan. I did find, I think it's a pella of the Gemara Makim. So it quoted, I found the kuntra shvive eish, like somebody or Stern who lives in Bnei Brak. So he went through a lot of the mitzvahs. that we're talking about, he brought the Arachayim HaKadosh. So the Arachayim HaKadosh is in the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Hashavas HaVeda. So he's going to the pasuk in Parshas Kiseitzei, Leisire Ashar Achicha Yaseya Yinidachim Esalamta Mehem. You shouldn't see the Shar Achicha or his sheep or pushed away and you'll ignore them. Hashayf Teshivim L'Achicha, you have to return them. So Arachayim HaKadosh says, Peladikim, he says, Parsha Zuba Lirmais V'Protos Chiv Ateichachis. This Parsha is telling you the details of the mitzvah of the Chiv of Teichacha. Shetzvichim b'nei kel chai tzadikai oylem lasa islam Hashem. V'hein eyle tzadikim yikru l'tzam alosim achim. What's an ach? An ach is somebody who's a tzadik. K'may sher yisucha shekinu yizel medrega. Then he says, V'oysam ki tziva Hashem ki sira eshar. The tzadikim, the Rebbe Shlomo is telling them, when you see eshar, eyle heim b'nei odom shenim shulu ke behemis. They ain't saying kodsha. They're like people that are compared to behemis. The shahr of the Rebbeinu Shlom means people that are not shayma teru mitzvahs. They're nidachim. They're either avay desarer or they're stam. They're not keeping the mitzvahs. So hashayf tashim lachicha. Bring them back to the Rebbeinu Shlom. That's how he's reading the pasuk. So in others included, he wants the tiny included in the mitzvah. The mitzvah of kir rechaykim is the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. So you have to return the aveda. And now again, the Gemara darshans that not only is there a mitzvah of Hashavas Mammon, but there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Gufay. Right? If he himself is going to get damaged, so there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Not only, and the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is not only if it got damaged or it got lost to return it, but the Gemara Darshans is a mitzvah to prevent it in the first place, also from getting damaged or getting lost. So you want to say, Kol Shekein, if there's a mitzvah on Gufay, Kol Shekein is a mitzvah on his neshama. He wants the taina that there would be a mitzvah, but based on this Arachayim HaKadosh, that there would be a mitzvah of Hashavas HaVeda to go ahead and be Mekar V'chayki. Right? It's Hashavas HaVeda, though, the way the Arachayim HaKadosh is saying it. It's a mitzvah of Hashavas HaVeda of the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom's HaVeda. Hashem Teshivim L'Achicha means return him to the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's how he's reading the pasuk.
The same thing with Pahim.
It's not employee, Madmai, but Lamai said that's the...
The same thing with Pahim to grow, then. You're preventing it from getting lost.
Yeah, possibly. This thing, you know, we're not eliminating. Again, I'm not bringing this to Paskin Rabbi Weinberg Shaila. Right? This Paskin knows what would be a mitzvah involved in the mitzvah of Kir V'chaikim. This would be one of the mitzvahs involved. Hashem Teshivim L'Achim. What? Well, we'll get to that. Fine. So far, again, the mitzvah of Chesed L'Chayre Shvet with the Indian of Kir V'chaikim. But the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, L'chayr is Mefurish in the Rambam, that Nichlal, in the mitzvah of Kir V'chayk, in Nichlal, in Avas Hashem, would be to be Mekar V'chayk. Now, of course, the most positive mitzvah involved, maybe even before we start, is the mitzvah of Ashin Antam Levanach. There's a mitzvah, one of the fundamental mitzvahs in Limud HaTorah, is to be Melamed Torah. Not only to learn Torah, but to teach Torah. A person has to lilmeid, al-menas lameid. Person has to learn to teach the Torah. There's a mitzvah to teach Torah. So on the most basic level, somebody goes to somebody and he says, I'll teach you about the mitzvah of Shabbos. I'll teach you about the mitzvah of Kashrus. I'll teach you about the mitzvah of whatever any mitzvah we're talking about, limud HaTorah. So obviously on the most basic level, you're teaching them Torah. Even if you're teaching... You're teaching on a madrega, maybe that's simple, simple divrei Torah, but it's dvarim pshutim that's being called the teaching Torah. There's a famous maisa with Rabbi Sol Salanter. Somebody came to Rabbi Sol Salanter, a farmer, and Rabbi Sol Salanter gave a whole drasha about how everybody's mechuyev and limud HaTorah. And he came over and he told Rabbi Sol Salanter that he never learned in yeshiva, he never learned in cheder, he doesn't know how to learn. How's he? He's an einus. He's potter from limud HaTorah. So Rabbi Sol Salanta said that the Avilor Chayyodim. He said no, Chayyodim is the like the kids like the kids of Shachna. Same kind of saying. So he said. Tell me when you get up in the morning. What are you doing first thing in the morning? Says, what do you mean? For a year, I wash Nagelan. Says, what do you do after that? Say Berchasatayr. Says, what do you do after that? He says, for then I daven. Says, what do you do after that? Then I eat breakfast. So what do you do before you eat breakfast? I make a bracha on the food. And he says, fine. So every morning, you go to work, you should say like this. You should say, when he gets up in the morning, he should wash Negavas. And after he washes Negavas, he should say Berchas HaTayra. And after he says Berchas HaTayra, he's supposed to daven Berchas Krishna. Then you daven Shachris. And if you go like this throughout your day, so what do you think that is? What do you think it says in Chayyadah? Says in Chayyadim, when a Yid gets up in the morning, he's supposed to wash Negavasa. The next thing he does is he says Berchas HaTayr. That is Limud HaTayr. So that's what you should be doing. When you go to work, whatever you're doing, you should be saying over the halachas, the thousands of halachas. You know, Hilchos Shabbos, you know, Hilchos Arachayim. Fine, so you don't know Chayshim Mishvah, you don't know Evan Hazeh. But you know how you're supposed to live. How are you supposed to live? It's Tayr. That was the Rabbi Sol, the Maisa with Rabbi Sol Salon. You could be learning all the time. So, you go to you teach a Frei Yid. This is what you, this is. You make a brach. You teach a Frei Yid. This is how you keep Shabbos. Good. So you're not saying Rabbi Meir's Gevaldig Hilchus Molachus you. Right. But so what? Still Limud HaTorah. Still Vashinantam Levanacha. So Avada, on that Madrega, certainly there would be a Poshet. But again, that would have Avada apply to Kraivim also. Any Shir to Kraivim is also Vashinantam Levanacha. But included for sure in the mitzvah of Kir Rechaikim is the Shinantam Levanacha. Now, it's not always true, right? You go ahead and there's ways to be Mekarev Rechaikim without Limud HaTorah. You go ahead and you make a Shabbaton and you treat, you know, you serve a nice cholent and you sing songs. So that's Gevaldik. That's, you know, that's Kir Rechaikim. But there's no Limud HaTorah, at least direct Limud HaTorah, involved in those. Obviously, you can slip in plenty of Limud HaTorah along the way. But the etzem pu'ula that you're doing at that time is not necessarily limud ha'Torah, and I'm not necessarily saying that's the way to be makarev rechaikim is always through just teaching them. That might be or might not be a good strategy. I'm not getting involved in the strategies for kirev rechaikim at all. But l'maisa, at least in a good significant portion of kirev rechaikim would be involved in the mitzvah of limud ha'Torah, of teaching Torah. There's a Peladik of Maram Shik. Maram Shik is in Yerudaya, Simereish Chav Zayin. Very interesting how he comes to it even, but he says he has a tshuva. Maram Shik, just to give a picture of Maram Shik, is a Talmud of the Tzam Sefer. He was a Rav in Hungary, and that was the Tkufa where in Hungary, everybody, the people were going off to Derech. It's the same Tkufa. Pretty much as right before, maybe right before the Tkufa of Rav Shamsul Far Hirsch in Germany. He wasn't in Hungary, he was in Austria for marriage. So a certain Rav wrote him, a certain Rav was Isaac, it seems. I couldn't tell from the Shaila whether he was supposed to go to become a Rav somewhere where this would be Nageir or what he was doing was already. I wasn't sure from the Shaila which way it was, but what he was doing or what he was going to do would be basically fighting Melchemes Hashem, being Mekarev Rechaikim, and what he either wanted to do or what he was doing now was he was sitting and learning and he was being Eilu B'Madrega in his learning. So the question was, the question he asked the Maram Shik is which one should he do? So the Maram Shik doesn't want to pass it for him whether he should leave his learning or should give up his learning in order to do it. That he doesn't go that far to pass them for him. But Lamaisa, one of the svaras he brings in why a person should go and be Mekarev Rechaikim, he says is it's no worse than Achnasas Kala. We Mevatlan Talmud Torah Achnasas Kala, right? Somebody, they need to make a chasana. So the din is, the Gemara Ksubas says that Mevatlan Talmud Torah Achnasas Kala. So he says, the Kol Shekein, you're going ahead and you're bringing Gidin Tachas Kampe Ashchina. So ein lecha achnasas kala gadol mizeh. So, I don't know exactly what he means. Certainly, he's dealing with lechayra. If he's dealing with achnasas kala, he's dealing with the mitzvah chesed. So I'm not sure exactly what context to bring, or he's using it as a melitza, and that's what it sounds like a little bit more, is to bring a kala to the chuppah, to a husband, so kol shekein, if you're bringing it into the Reish Lakish, I'm not sure exactly how he meant it, but he's talking halacha lemaaseh, he's not giving a drasha. And he's saying that this would be nichlal, a kol shekein from the mitzvah of achnasas kala, that there would be a din of mevatlin talmud Torah lachnasas kala. And exactly how to be magdir that mitzvah, well, lemaisa, that's the tshuva of the Maram Shik. Again, he doesn't say lemaisa whether the person, that particular rav, should leave what he was doing and or go to learn, whichever one it was. But lemaisa, that's the, he says he should ask also the tzanzer rav, and he should also ask, I think he says, the shalom eshev, and get their psak also, and then he'll be masking along with that. That was his discussion. Okay, but there is another mitzvah involved, and that's the mitzvah of Teichach. We know there's a mitzvah in the Torah of Eichach, Teichiach, HaSamisech. First of all, to give Teichach. So, if you take a look, the Sugis and Erichin are Marich, and what the Gedarim, how far a person is Mechuyiv to go to give Teichach. The Gemara's Maskana is Ar HaKah. Person is mechuyev to give teichacha until the point that the person hits him. Person hits him, right? He's not mechuyev to be meis and nefesh, but he's mechuyev to be give teichacha until the point where the person will hit him. So, the chinuch brings the mitzvah. The mitzvah is reish lametes. Mitzvah is teichacha. Leichiyach acha b'yisrael she'ena misnayi kashura. Give teichacha to somebody who's not acting properly. Famous varm shebein adam l'chaveira, yoy bein adam l'amachay. Whether it's been on the chaver, been on the mamakam, the chiyach is on misech, but he sees all of that. And he says, "Midine a mitzvah, masha amru zechayin l'mevracha, shechiyuv mitzvah zu arakha. Kolayim shechayin amechiyach laharba isteichachaisa. You should give a lot of teichacha el achayte, akadei shiyah koroi vachayte lahakesis amechiyach until the chayte is ready to hit the mechiyach." It sounds like not to get hit, but he's up to getting hit. He's not gaining anything from his teichacha. Because of the tremendous riches of the chayte. He's a powerful person. He's afraid that he'll kill him. You're not mechuyev in the mitzvah by this person. V'zehu aymer zechayin al bracha k'shem shemitzvah loymer davar anishma kach mitzvah lishtek v'malkem shein adavar nishma. Teichacha zakt chinuch is goal oriented. Teichacha is not I gotta make a macha. That's not what teichacha is. Teichacha is that it'll get the person to stop what he's doing or to do what he's not doing. Whichever one we're talking about. So. If it's not going to be listened, and it's partial to you, you know it's not going to be listened to, then there's no mitzvah of teichach. K'shem shemitzvah lemer davar nishma, kach mitzvah lishtoig, mach v'shein ha-davar nishma, v'shiyeh be'inyin kailoim l'meichiyach olay ta'el eslash ahucha. Now this will be an embarrassment to the one giving the teichach, and it won't be helpful for the one who's getting the teichach. Mikom hakam yesh lehis yashev l'chol ba'al nefesh, l'ashkiach harbei b'inyon ha-meilu. A person should think, any Baal Nefesh should think deeply and to pay a lot of attention to this. And he should think and see if there will be something that the person he's giving the Teichacha to will gain from it. And the Reish will help him to fight against his enemies. You shouldn't be afraid. And if he's successful and the person does tshuva, then it will be get a schar gadol. Somebody who has biyadai to bring him back with tshuva and to be meicha and he doesn't, who nitvas alcheta, he's responsible for that person's chet. So Agav, they bring the makor for this as the Tanit Ve'Eliyahu we started with, that the Sanhedrin was responsible for the chet that they did. There's a pelodic azat. The chinuch is telling us. The chinuch is telling us the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of teichach. Mitzvah Taichacha is, though, that you should get the person to stop doing what he's doing or to do mitzvahs. If you're certain that you're not going to be successful, then don't do it. But you should think deeply and figure out a way to commit to get him to do it. Not Taichacha, Mitzvah Taichacha. You know, you see somebody, he's about to eat a tray for candy. Don't eat it. Okay, so he doesn't know it's treif. You stop him. Beautiful. That's avada. Aleph, mitzvah, teichacha. You stop somebody from doing anything. But sometimes the mitzvah, teichacha, takes a lot of thought. Obviously, and this may be the crucial criteria for who should do kiruv and who shouldn't do kiruv, is if the mitzvah is goal-oriented, and the mitzvah is to be successful, the mitzvah is not to say something that's not going to be listened to, so then you have to know how to give teichach. And they say from the Gaon that most people don't know how to give teichach of his man as a memeilu yapater. I think most of us, I think this is at least an American midah b'zman hazeh. Is most, probably maybe it was always this way, I don't know, but certainly most of the people I know, maybe the British also, I don't know. Most people, when you criticize them, criticize back. Right? Tell kisei mi bein einecha, the Gemara says. He says that, tell kaira mi bein shinecha. The other way. Tell kisei mi shinecha, tell kaira mi bein einecha. You give somebody teichacha, take the splinter from between your teeth, he says back, take the beam from between your eyes. Meaning, the automatic response to somebody you give teichacha to is, who are you to criticize me? You have something much bigger wrong with you. I think we also have a midah that somebody gives us teichacha, so, you know, we try to defend ourselves. We go, you give me teichacha, I'm perfect, I'm a tzaddik, I'm this, I'm that. Nobody likes to be told that they're doing the wrong thing. Nobody likes to be told that they can be better or be improved. So if somebody's going to give teichacha, somebody's going to try to do kiruv, the lashon of the chinuch is lachshay v'liros and yia tayalas b'dvara. He has to think first before he goes ahead and acts. You know, you see if somebody's about to be mechal Shabbos, so you can start screaming at him, Shabbos, Shabbos. Sometimes that's the thing to do. Maybe it will stop him from doing it. Embarrass him because he knows about Shabbos. But many people, and certainly somebody who didn't grow up with the concept of Shabbos, they go ahead and scream at him Shabbos. At the very least, he'll ignore you. And at the worst, he's gonna think you're crazy, or he's gonna, if you're screaming Shabbos, I'll show you what Shabbos is all about, and I'll do whatever I'm gonna do. There might be other yanim involved. I once had big gleamer. I think I've mentioned it to the island different times, but it was one in Eretz Yisrael. So when I was in Eretz Yisrael, so maybe it's still that way, I don't know, there was a street, Bar Ilan. It basically went through all the Frumah neighborhoods and it was open on Shabbos. So you pass that street and you see different reactions of different people. Screaming at the cars that go by, not screaming at the cars that go by. So I once saw a father walking with two sons, and he was crossing the street. And he walked across the street, and he was saying like this, he was going, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Talking to himself and his kids, I guess. Now, what was he saying? And this is what Rabbi Haber was meant. It shouldn't affect me. Right? To scream at them is pointless. Right? Cars driving by, I don't even know if they hear you when the car's driving by. It does, they do, but certainly not going to be l'tayelos to go scream at somebody Shabbos. But he was screaming to himself that it shouldn't affect him, it shouldn't affect his kids, that there should be a musig of Shabbos in the world. I mean, tremendous ration to see that. The mamish just walked across the street, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. That was tremendously, but he wasn't mekayim teichacha with that. He's mekayim the other inyanim. There's other reasons to be meicha besides the effect you're having on the people you're being meicha to. And one of the main ones is that at least it won't have an effect on you seeing such a thing. That's a very important inyan, depending on the circumstances, how to do it. You've got to think how to do it. But lemaisa, we're not dealing with that issue. We're dealing here with the inyan of teichacha. So teichacha has to be that it works. this to give teichacha, to make a macha, to go ahead and protest, when there's no point, when you're not going to accomplish something, clapping the person you're being meichiach, is not the mitzvah of teichacha. But what it does mean is that a person has to give some thought in what way will be successful. You can't say, well, you know, if I scream at him, it's not going to do any good, and therefore I'm parted from the mitzvah of teichacha. No, the mitzvah of teichacha is mechayev you to figure out what way will be effective. To figure out what will attract this person, what will get him interested in Torah mitzvahs, what will stop him from doing the aveira that he's doing. That's the mitzvah of teichacha. The mitzvah of teichacha is not, well, okay, I don't know how to do it, and therefore I'm parted. But until you do know how to do it, don't do it. Because until you do know how to do it, first of all, you can be counterproductive. And second of all, if you're not, it's not going to accomplish anything, then that's not the mitzvah. Okay, so that's the mitzvah of teichacha. B'chayra, there's another mitzvah. That might be, I think, is really merumis in the lashon of the Tana de Elio that we read. The lashon of the Tana de Elio was Chaim Akom Akom Yisrael V'Lamdu Es Yisrael Derech Eretz V'Shonu V'Shtai V'Shalishka. Until the Rebbeinu Shalom is Shem is Niskadel and Niskadesh in the worlds that he created. So we mentioned before the Rambam L'Chairos puts that in Avas Hashem. Included in Avas Hashem is that people should be makir, the milus of the Rebbeinu Shalom should be makir the Rebbeinu Shalom. Well, the Chayra, it's Meduyik in the Tanav Elio, that included in this is also the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush is Galdu, the Yiskadei Shmai. Shalom HaKadosh Baruch. Now, the truth is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem has two parts. Clearly has two parts. The Gemara says, the Gemara is in Yumun, that they both. Really starts with the Rambam and then goes on to Kiddush Hashem. So let's read the whole Gemara. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, or Braisa really says, that on Chilul Hashem, so the only thing that's mechaper is Misa. A Mishi Yesh Chilul Hashem B'yadayim. Ain like kayak b'tshuva litlois liyame kipurim lechaper v'lei biyisurin lemarek lekulon toilin umisim emarekos. Somebody has chilul Hashem, so chilul Hashem tshuva doesn't take care of, Yom Kippur doesn't take care of, yisurin don't get rid of it. But all those things they help. They help litlois that they push off. The person shouldn't be nenash. But the ultimate kapara for Chil Hashem only comes, like the Gemara, but with Misa. Shenemar v'nigla v'oznei Hashem tzavaka yisim michupar ha'ovay nazeh lechem atamus. The only kapara, the ultimate kapara for Chil Hashem is Misa.
Does it say every time you do an Avera it's Chil Hashem?
No, only Bram. But, so the Gemara then says, the Gemara brings a price. First the Gemara gives examples of Chil Hashem. The Gemara gives with the, and the Gemara says the biggest say that it really depends. Chilul Hashem depends on the person doing an act. Somebody can do something and it's not a big deal, and then somebody is in a different madrega, and he has a higher. The people expect more of him, and it's a Chilul Hashem. The Gemara brings that you're going to Ka'amri Inchi Sharu Le'Morei Leplanya. That the Rebbeinu Shalom should forgive so and so, meaning the Shmua about him. There's bad rumors about him that he's doing bad things. The Gemara doesn't even say what. That itself could be a Chil Hashem. Abayu Amar Kedetanya V'Ahavtas Hashem Aleichecha Shiyehei Shem Shamayim Misahev Al Yedecha. V'Ahavtas Hashem Aleichecha includes that the name of Hashem should be Misahev Al Yedecha, should be caused to be loved through you. Shekaira b'shayim u'mishamish tamayid hachamim. Where is it? Should learn chumash and mishnayis, and you should be mishamish tamayid hachamim. Yei masayim atanay ben achas and abriyos, and his business will be nice with people. Ma'abriyos armil shalav. What will people say about him? Ashrei aviv shalom day tayra. Ashrei rabbi shalom day tayra. Oylam labriyos shalaylam du tayra. Pliny shalom day tayra. Ru'u kamenoyim drachav kamen mesukonim aisa. Zok the Gemara, somebody is to learn Torah, and then he acts the way he's supposed to act. So people say, oh, you see, somebody learned Torah, and this is what he does, Gevalt. So, Kamim Sukhana, all of our Kasavaymer, Vayarmeli, Avdi, Ata, Yisrael, Asher, Bechay, Aspire, Klai, Yisrael, the Rebbein Shalom will be glorified through Klai, Yisrael. Avamisha, Kaira, Vishayim, Mishamish, Tamei, Dechachamim, Eim, Asayim, Atari, Be'amunah, somebody who's learned Torah. And then he doesn't act trustworthy. Doesn't speak nice to the people. You see, he learned Torah. He's been Torah learned in yeshiva, and you see what he does. That's the Gemara. The Gemara here seems to be putting together the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, because that's really what it starts. Avas Hashem Elokecha, Shehei Shem Shamayim Mis'ayiv Al Yedecha. But the Gemara is giving a definition of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is, if people say, oh, you see what somebody is, a Shomer Torah mitzvah, somebody who learned Torah, you see how he acts, Gevaldik, Ashrei Aviv Shalom Dei Torah, Ashrei Rabbi Shalom Dei Torah, Ashrei Mishalom Dei Torah. So the Gemara, that is Mekiyim V'Atas Hashem Aleikecha. It's the Kiyim of Kiddush Hashem. The Chaz V'Shalom the other way, somebody who learned Torah and then he's Mechal Hashem, he goes ahead and he doesn't act trustworthy in business, he doesn't talk nicely to people. So Ma Briya Yisayim Yishalav, Ru'u Kama Mechuarim Aysa, Oilay Mishalom Dei Torah. So the Gemara, that's Chil Hashem. So, the Gemara is saying that included in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem is that people should appreciate and see the milus in people who learn Torah and people who keep mitzvah. And the truth is, the Gemara here is not dealing with somebody who's doing a mitzvah. Moshe mentioned, and Chayra, also a part of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, is to do a mitzvah. If somebody does a mitzvah and people are watching, so he's Mekadosh Hashem. If somebody does a mitzvah and people are, and a rabbim are watching, there's a minyan watching, so he's Mekadosh Hashem v'rabbim. And the other way, if he's Mechalel Hashem, so it's a Chilul Hashem. The Lashon of the Rambam, in Perkei Yisayde HaTayra, where he puts it in the mitzvah, the whole parak is about Kiddush Hashem. Anybody who does midaita without an oinus, any of the mitzvahs that says in the Torah b'meizid, he's b'chal Hashem, b'chal Hashem. Vikach nemer, even mitzvahs that even without anybody watching. Vikach nemer b'shua sheker b'chilalta Hashem alekech ani Hashem, he's b'chal Hashem. If there are 10 Yidden watching, I raise a chilul Hashem b'rabbit. Somebody stops doing an aveira, or he does a mitzvah not because of any outside thing, like pachav aliyir, not because he's afraid of anything, but like levakish kavod, not to get covered. He does it l'shmalim nei abayri baruchu. He does it because of the rebbeinu shalom. K'miniyas Yosef atzalik atzmei meishes rabbi, like Yosef with eishes peitipar. I raise him a Kaddish Hashem. He's a Kaddish Hashem. That's Kiddush Hashem, even though nobody said. That's Kiddush Hashem. Somebody does a mitzvah, the Shema, the Shem, the Rebbein Shalom, he's a Kaddish Hashem. No, the Rabban, he didn't say that. He said that anybody who does an Aveira, so he's Mechal Hashem. And if he does it in front of Asar Yisrael, he's Mechal Hashem Barab. The question is, why doesn't he follow through the other way? Say, if he's Mechadish, if he does the mitzvah in front of Tem Yisrael, the Kaddish is a Barazim. I think they handle that. But then the Rambam says, the Yeshvar Machairim Shem Bechachil Hashem. There are other things also that are included in Shkol Hashem. Mushi Yasal Dem Godel Batayim Mefresim Mechassidus Varim Shabriyas Meranis Avilav Bishvila. Somebody who there's a certain standard expected of him, and he does something that people make fun of him. Av Bishenem Averis. Even though they're not Averis, I raise the Chilas Hashem. This is Mechal Hashem. And then he gives the examples that the Gemara gives. V'chayinim. Dikdek Achal Kamaatzi. The other way, if he's medaklik him on himself, Ayidiburai Benachasim Avriyais. V'daikdem Urevesimam. Akbilon. V'sever Panam Yafas. He speaks nicely to people, he smiles at people, vanilla mayhem, vain and oven, and he's embarrassed, and he's shy from them, and they're not embarrassed of him. Mechabed lahen, he's mechabed them, afil mekin lahim, people treat him lightly, nice and bamuna. Layabu barichas amegarsi shibasan, he doesn't stam schmooze with people, whatever their things. Layira tamid, elo aisi bater of alpha betzitzis, mukhat betzvillin, and he's always doing mitzvahs. Sarei zechidish as Hashem. He's Mekadosh Hashem. All of us have Vayimar, Vayar Meli Avdi Atis Yisrael Hashem B'chazpah. So, if somebody acts the way he should, and Memeila, it's a positive example for people. People say, "Oh, Ashrei Avdi Shalom Le Teiru, Ashrei Rabbi Shalom Le Teiru." Again, it doesn't have to be he's doing mitzvahs even, but he has good midas and he's talking to people the way he should talk to people, and people take a look at him and they see that he's honest. And people take a look at him and they see how he acts, that he's always doing mitzvahs. That itself is a Kiddush Hashem. And that's something that is a Chilul Hashem. L'chaira, this is maybe the starting point, really, for the whole mitzvah of Kiyur. That a person should act in a way, that's why it's Mekadosh Hashem. It's Megadol, it's like the Lashon of the Tanit Elio. It's Megadol and Mekadesh, the shame of the Rebbeinu. And that causes, that's what the Gemara is saying, it causes Shehei Shem Shamayim Misayiv Al Yadah. It's a Kiddush Hashem, and it causes people to love their Rebbeinu. If people take a look at Frumi Yidin, and they say, oh, look at all the Gevaldic things they do. Look at the Chesed that they do. Look at the way they talk. Look at what they're interested in. That they're not interested in what the Velt is interested in, and they're makir the ne'imus and the maila of a frum yid of a ben taira. So that itself is kiddush Hashem, and its causes. And like the Rambam said, it's a kiyum of avas Hashem. Shei shem shavai misayel val yidach. Masha enkein fakert is fakert. And therefore, included in the midst of Kirin, is if you go to people and you show them what it means to be a Frumi Yid, how a Frumi Yid acts, what the standard of a Frumi Yid is, what the standard of a Frumi Yid is in Midas, what the standard of a Frumi Yid is in the way he talks, what the standard of a Frumi Yid is in how he handles his business. All these things, they could be, that itself is Kiddush Hashem and Fakir. When people do things the opposite, Chas Shalom is a tremendous Chilul Hashem. So just the Chazar over, I think the 8 Svaris that we have is, one is the mitzvah of, start with the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, which L'chaira, according to the Rambam, is Pashat, is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem under these circumstances. 2, the mitzvah of Shinantam L'vanecha, to teach Torah. 3 is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Aver of Chilul Hashem, all involved in the mitzvah of Kiru. 4 is Aichach Techiach, to give Teichacha. Again, like we said, it has to be goal-oriented. It has to be that, but it's avada, it's a chiyut. All right, look for that. Okay. 5 was Hashavas Aveda, based on the Arachayim HaKadosh. 6 was maybe Achnasas Kala, depending on this Maram Shik, whatever he means. And, what did I say? I mean, it's just 7 was the Mitzvah of Chesed, which was the Shaila, whether in the Pashtus says there is no Mitzvah of Chesed. By Fry Yidden, it might depend on what Madrega of Fry they are. It could be there's a point where they're already called Isa Maisa Amcha. The one I left out was Lesaman al Damreyacha, which really connects to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. You're not allowed to stand by while somebody's dying. So you see somebody drowning, Lesaman al Damreyacha. So the Shaila is whether that applies to Ruchnius also. Those who want to say that it applies to Ruchnius also. That was the one I left out.